by what they are. And I would continue to do that. And if you could, in your area, if there's anybody interested in your area, get a lot of people to show them the proof that they really are in existence and that they are referring to them as microwave towers. And that's what I suggest.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to tell you, I called around the senators of Arizona about the chemtrails, and I got nowhere with them. So when I call these numbers, will I get anywhere? Or
that's up to you, because, you know, it's very difficult to penetrate the system. I call it the system.
I know.
And I'm sure that George has his own thoughts about it as well. But one thing that does matter is that to not feel, and this is for anybody, to not feel powerless when something is going on. And you can educate, see, Catherine, you can educate those around you, give them all of this information that's listed in here to show them that you're not crazy.
Right. I've tried, and I'm losing friends and family, but I'm going to keep going.
But here's the proof. And that link that I just gave you, that link is proof right there. Of the registrations, the grant monies, the numbers, who's in charge, down to the email addresses, telephone numbers, you name it. So this gives you all the information. Even the call sign numbers are on them. So you could even go to the one that's nearest you and get that call sign number and actually reference it in your email.
Okay.
I just was going to make a very quick anecdotal reference in Texas, where everybody, it's sort of a ranch community and ranch style background. People won't live near high power towers and microwaves. They can't sell houses there. They go dirt cheap, and because everybody's a rancher and everybody knows that those towers create birth defects in the cattle, and it makes other cows infertile. So, I mean, if it were me, I'd try to get away from there as quickly as possible. And I know that's not always easy for people, but I think it's probably a pretty significant health risk.
That's a good suggestion as well, George. And the other thing is that you can look these maps up. So in the case that any of you out there do want to relocate, take a look at the microwave maps as far as towers in any area that you're planning on moving, and hopefully you can move away from one of these. But in the meantime, educate the people around you that they do exist in your neighborhoods.
Don't move next to any fertilizer plants either.
Okay, is that area code 214 talking now? Okay, we've got people on the line. Hold on.
Yeah.
Catherine, we're going to have to let you go. We did give you the information, and thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in the show. We really do appreciate it. And now, area code, 214 area code. Go ahead. If you have a question for the guest, go ahead. What's your name?
Dallas, David down in Dallas.
Hi, David. You guys from Dallas.
Y'all remember that, George Bush, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, George Bush Sr., that everybody's showing up in Dallas tomorrow.
Dallas tomorrow.
Yeah, they're all showing up over here for the George Bush Library. But what I was going to say is, you don't want to move by any fertilizer plants. You know, we need to start learning from our mistakes. That's what you do when you have a job. So they don't need to be putting any fertilizer plants next to where people's houses are. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they'll do it if they can get away with it.
Those power lines you study, you gotta be at least 1,000 feet. You know, that's where you do that.
Right.
500 feet, 1,000 feet.
Good point. Fifth of a mile. Yes, sir.
Did you have a question for George?
No, I was just going to say, you know, the Cherokee language probably makes up 25% of the English language. All the words that I'm speaking now, probably 25% of them are Cherokee. You know, you had the old Queen's English from way back when. But then you go into American English. American English is almost 25% of the words are Native American. You got all these cities and like Oklahoma, all these different words and cities and states all over the United States that are, you know, Native American words. But, you know, I wanted to bring that up. I'd still like to know where the word cool came from.
Well, Cool, is it C-O-O-L?
Yeah, I think the Cherokees did made that word up. Cool, man.
They probably did. Yeah.
They're very cool. David, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it.
Put me on mute. I'll listen for a minute or two.
All right, go ahead. So, George, in light of this, you know, as you can see, people right off the bat are calling in just concerned with just about everything under the sun, including the sun. back to what we initially wanted to, you know, get into, which is, you know, financial collapse, global collapse. And I know that you had some interest in what happened in Cyprus. Can you give us a nutshell of why you were interested in what is going on in the country of Cyprus right now?
Yeah, sure. I follow, not to the extent I did in 08, 09, and 10. I investigated 40, 60 hours a week I was spending on financials and global. And I don't anymore, but I still keep apprised of the major shifts in something like Cyprus when you're looking at in Greece last year with the rioting going on and the so-called austerity. It can be portentous. It can be the beginning of the house of cards following. So I think we all sentient sort of people, sort of in people who, you know, like financial stuff, kind of watch these things as they come up. So that's why I did. And I think everybody kind of knows now, it's a little bit old news, so yeah, summing a thumbnail is great. The people were robbed of their savings in their, or the money they were holding in banks, and it's still, the latest report I saw a week or two ago is that the over $100,000, just like in the United States, is uninsured by the Eurozone, and over 100,000 was going to be pilfered deeply, maybe up to 40% or more of all the money's gone, stolen. And under 100,000, I saw euro. I saw the last was a 1 or 1.4% was going to be stolen from everybody. And I just think the summary point, and probably everybody sort of has figured this out by now, is that this is what they're going to do everywhere. As the banks collapse, the banks run the governments collapse, the banks fund the governments, they lend the money to the governments, and they tell the governments to take the money from the people. That's exactly what happened. So it was a test run to see how the people of Cyprus would react and what they put up with. This is going to happen everywhere. It was a test run, just like what was in Boston last week was a test run. It's exactly what these things are. And I'd like to talk about Boston a little bit. Let's look at the big picture of what was going, you know, what the ramifications are. I noticed, now I don't listen to very much mainstream at all, just sometimes when I'm driving I put on a radio talk radio show, and during the 5 minute hourly and half hour breaks, it's mainstream news that's pumped in, and it's really even more fascist than what you see on NBC or something, Fox News. It's even more government hype. And I noticed that a few days ago they were saying, everybody, people in Boston are scared. So they're telling you that you're scared. They're telling the people that you're scared. Well, no, they're not. They may be scared right where that thing blew up, and I don't want to minimize the horror and the tragedy of what happened, because that is it's horrific what did happen, and certainly it would upset us tremendously in our midst if something like that happens. But I'm saying, telling the people in Boston and Massachusetts that they're scared is nonsense. It's a lie. They want you to feel scared. They want you to think that everybody's scared, and it's untrue. They also said they were telling people in Boston to stay in their houses. This is the first step of a lockdown. It always is. They want people to stay in their houses and be afraid to go out. then they're under control. And all this was a test case, as horrible as it was, as horrific as it was. All it was a test case of locking down America, city by city. And they're just going to, we're going to see nothing but an escalation of these terror, quote, terroristic events that are intended to scare people and lead to a lockdown where people are told to stay inside and don't come out. And then I'd like to just mention that Katrina was the horrible test case of maybe my life, our lifetimes, where, and I was aware of this as Katrina unfolded, the minute they announced that Bush flew off to the underground safety zone in Colorado for a two-week, quote, vacation, the minute they announced that, I knew that this was a test case for destroying America. And if you just look at what happened in Katrina, the people were let go. They flew out, the mayor of New Orleans flew out the wealthiest big-name people immediately on helicopters, and then he evacuated too, and they left everybody else behind. And it was a horrible situation of humanity left just on their own to die. And that's what they're going to do all over in America. That's what they're going to do in Europe. And Cyprus is what they're going to do if we let them. And that kind of news can be really, really seriously disheartening if you think about it and you see the big picture and you understand what's going on and that these things are really test cases for the subjugation of humanity. It can be extremely unsettling and upsetting. So what I do is I look at the Tolkien calendar, and I'm reverting more and more lately. I'm not even listening to anything on the Internet now. I mean, it's just like I've noticed, and I wanted to ask you, Roxy, and ask our listeners, have people been noticing that people everywhere are just like going bonkers? They're just going nuts. They're getting crazy and just doing really crazy things. Am I picking up on that correctly, that people are really zinging out lately?
Well, I can say this. I don't know that everyone's doing that, but I can tell you what I can tell you what I see on social media, mainly Facebook, and groups and things that I've had for quite some time. I rarely want to participate because I'm seeing no one in the middle anymore. Everyone seems to be completely off balance. And so when you start to have these conversations on the posts, one person's pulling you one way to the complete extreme, and it becomes very chaotic. And then if you try to say something got down the middle, or something like, you know, balance the conversation, I know personally myself, I've been completely attacked and just get out of the way. You can't see, wake up, you know, and we report on this. We investigate all this stuff, you know, we're, you know what I mean? So it's off. And so with that, I will agree that people seem to be tenuous and off balance in general.
Right. That's what I was getting at. Off balance, confused, and anxiety ridden in the sense of ready to strike out and a little bit crazy, a little bit out there. And that's what I've been seeing as well, although so I'm really glad to, you know, you're in touch with it a lot more than I am. And lately, just in the last week, I've noticed all this seems to be kind of this crazy, out of balance, off balance behavior is just getting out of control everywhere. And I've just turned more and more of it off. This is just what I've been doing. I've turned more and more of it off, and I'm focusing on the plants, on the trees, on the animals. I'm watching the moon come up and just shutting everything off. And I'm reminded again, earlier today, I was remembered Ian Lundgold, and how often he's passed, how often he said over and over again, he said, it's going to get really chaotic and really crazy, and you've got to have your foundation. You've got to have a spiritual or some kind of roots put down. And I think this is the time. I was thinking today, we're here now. This is the time that all of us in the know, we've been preparing for. The time is here now that we've been preparing for 5 years or 10 years or 50 years or 3 years or however long we've been awake and knowing something, you know, the real horror is coming. I think it's here now. And I think there's a real fundamental shift going on in the people with all this craziness and jumping to extremes and everything are exemplifying that the human race and the planet and the maybe our world and our universe is really realigning right now. The shift is well underway. The shift is going on. And everybody that's clinging to the old way or the other way, the power structure, they're having a hard time. And maybe everybody's waking up. Maybe everybody's waking up at the same time now, so it's especially chaotic. But I see that going on. And I'm just reverting more and more. I'm watching the trees. I'm watching the plants. Well, my new garlic that I put in a week and a half ago, they're 8 inches today. That's what I'm looking at. You know, the apple and pear blossoms and, you know, what kind of crop. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, and I can appreciate
that keeps me focused.
I can appreciate that as well. It keeps you focused on something that's more positive as well than the negative, because to watch your garlic grow is a very cool thing. And wouldn't you say, George, that as a whole, humanity, that we are very vulnerable right now. And when we're off balance and vulnerable all in one fell swoop, that's a real concerning place for us to be.
Right. Yeah, which is, I think just naturally and intuitively I go to my safety zone, and it may be that it's all of our safety zones, and to be in touch with the natural world and our grandfather, call him my grandfather, Floyd Redcrow, said this, and it's on my website, go to georgemcclure.net, and it's there, you can go on YouTube. And he said, you must learn to grow something. You must be in touch with the natural world. If you're not, the times are going to be very, very chaotic. He said this 10 years ago, or more and more. He said, things will be very chaotic, and it's likely you won't make it. Well, we may be there right now. It's looking to me like all this stuff is just heightening and accelerating, and the people's behavior and everything. So I want to remember from whence I came. I want to remember who I am and where I am and where my soul is. And I remember a girl saying to me, but I can't grow anything. I live in an apartment in Montreal, and I'm on the third floor. Well, you can. And I want to take a minute, because this is so important to know and learn how to grow things. And by the way, half of our population is very, very lucky that they can grow something and participate in that, you know, that regeneration of life thing. And then that we all need to revisit our roots of learning how to grow something. And you can grow it if you're on the third floor of a Montreal apartment. What you do is you get one of your mixing bowls, a plastic mixing bowl, a big one. Or if you can afford to go to a store and buy a pot, you know, to grow a plant in, get that mixing bowl and get some potting soil and put it in there and go outside your apartment building and scrape up some dust and some dirt, or if there isn't any, get some of the cobbled rock at the edge of the street where the blacktop is breaking apart and mix that in mix it in a concrete, broken concrete would be a little better. You don't want too much tar in there. But you mix that in a little bit with the potted soil and get it wet. And then you can go to the grocery store and buy a couple potatoes and chunk them up and put them 2 inches underneath the surface of the soil, the potting soil. Put them the cut face down and the skin side up. Chunk them up into chunks. And just keep the soil moist and the potatoes will grow. Potatoes are extremely robust plants, and they're going to grow. Put them over by the window. And then another thing you can do when you build up your courage for it, get some tomato seedlings. You can go to a farm, what do you call those stores? I don't know where you get them. At any little grocery store, they'll sell tomato seedlings, little sets, or onion sets, and you can put them in. Or another thing that's extremely robust are sunflower. Sunflower seeds, if you buy them in a store, they won't grow like a potato will. But you can go, an onion will. If you go to a store and buy a garlic bulb and split it apart into the cloves, you can plant the cloves and they'll grow. So it's non-genetically modified stuff. It's natural. And you can get natural sunflower seeds online. You can just Google that, non-hybrid sunflower seeds, and get some of those. And you can plant them. They're extremely robust plants. They're like weeds. And you can eat them. They're really, really good for you. So I just wanted to point that out. We all must be in touch. Get a kitten and let it have babies. You know, things like that, they remind us of who we are and where we get our food and how to do things. And more than any other time, we need that now.
Certainly. And that helps, don't you think? By the way, George, you're right in step with most all of my guests. My guests all are talking about the same thing that you're talking about as far as the heightened everything, the speeding up of time even, and events, and then people being sort of in this chaotic imbalance state. Do you think that sometimes it can be an actual distraction to people to be going down rabbit holes all over the place trying to find out what chemtrails are and what this is and what that is and what, you know, what they've done to their food and the fluoride and the water and the this and the that and the toothpaste and blah? Do you think that in itself, it can be throwing people off because they're looking at all this, trying to find all this evidence to sack up for what? As the caller had said, and speaking of callers, we have another caller on hold. So, caller, just hold on there, the 707 call. Just go ahead and hold on for a second. But is it possible that the focus really should be on in order to bring ourselves into balance, as what you were talking about, the music, the gifts of life, to actually pay attention to life, to live here on this planet while we're here, and not get so distracted by mountains of evidence that we have to persecute or prosecute who? As the woman who said, Catherine, who called, she's gone to her senator, she's gone to her congressman. They're ignoring her.
Right. Now, she's done what a diligent citizen and a responsible human being is duty-bound and should do. And she did the exact same thing I did as I saw the horrific crimes that Bush and Cheney were committing in 2003 and so on. I wrote articles to everybody, the Washington Post, to Chris Matthews. He actually read one of my emails on the air. You know, I was driven to do what this lady did, the caller did, and we all want to do that as responsible people. And then after a long time, it took a long time with me, I'm a slow learner, I realized I'm not getting anywhere. And absolutely, I think we can be absolutely overwhelmed with it. And it could be this rash of this explosion of people just jumping and snapping and going to extremes, or people that are beginning to really wake up and they're kind of like you said, they're just overwhelmed with the number of rabbit holes to investigate and who's the culprit. So maybe after we take this call, we can address who the culprit is and take a bigger view picture. The big view picture is very, very important to understanding these things. Maybe we can discuss a few of those things.
I think the big picture is very important. I think that you're absolutely right. And caller, we're going to be going to a break here in about 30 seconds, but go ahead and come on the line, 707. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hey, this is Emily. How are you, dear?
Emily, great. Thank you so much for calling. You're wonderful, wonderful researcher. George, meet Emily. She's a fabulous researcher. She's also been on the show before. Emily, what's the nature of your call?
Well, it's a seeking of balance. You know, we have several points of view to look at. One is our inner self and the harmony that we can keep ourselves going. And another one is to look at those around us and assist others in their struggles. And
Emily, hold the thought. Yeah. Hold the thought. We're going to go right to a break. And when we get back, finish that thought. Absolutely. Everyone, you're listening to the Truth in Eye Talk Radio. We thank you for listening. We'll be right back.